All right, we're gonna get started here. So, go on and call this meeting to order.
All right. Chairperson Simon.
Here.
Absent, Commissioner Chang.
Here.
Commissioner Clancy.
Here.
Commissioner McLean.
Here.
Commissioner Roberts.
Here.
Here. I think if you ask for me, sorry, cut out.
Commissioner Wade. Here's.
Hey, Susan.
Hello. Just finishing up roll call, so Commissioner Sherwood.
Okay, awesome. Wow, we're all here. Thanks for joining, everybody. I know some of you are out of town, some of you are home. Looks like y'all are in the club. All right, awesome. Is there any public comments?
Any room and nobody else on those.
All right. Adoption of meeting minutes. Did anyone have any changes after reading over the meeting minutes from last month?
Yeah, I just have one, which was when I talked about Planet Green extending to other communities, they just mentioned Maywood in the Park District, but it's really like more general than that. So just that one. So just like neighboring communities instead of, and yeah, and I want to think the Park District, because the Oak Park Park District is really involved and River Forest Park District is not involved at all. So just a more general, like, you know, extending to the neighboring communities.
Okay.
I had one question to clarify the part towards the end where it says Lisa, Commissioner, Trustee Gillis mentioned the possibility of, it says employing a member from the GR Corps. And I'm not sure, is that number one supposed to refer to AmeriCorps? And maybe employing not a member, but an intern? I feel like that's what's been discussed before. I don't know what GR Corps is. I mean, does anybody else remember?
Yeah, so I think it's the Greenest Region Corps, and then it would be somebody through AmeriCorps. And I think that the way that they refer to them in the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus is as a member rather than an intern.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Just a clarifying question then.
Any other questions or comments on the minutes? Let's vote on the minutes.
Chairperson Simon. Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have a motion and a second?
We have a motion to approve the minutes.
Sure. I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay. Chairperson Simon.
Yes.
Commissioner Charette. Yes. Commissioner Chang?
Yes.
Commissioner Clancy?
Yes.
Commissioner McLean?
Yes.
Commissioner Roberts?
Yes.
And Commissioner Beebe?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, thanks everybody. Let's move on to Commissioner reports. Why don't we start first? Ellie, do you have any anything you want to share as part of the commissioner report?
Sure. I'm sorry I haven't been here the last few months. The last two meetings have fallen right before my math final and the math test that I have first period that I had to study for. It was just kind of unlucky. But right now, actually, I was just talking to, you know, Corey Cabot, who Beth and I worked with a lot on tree trails. He asked if I would be up for joining his little group to And also the student group to make some of the schools in River Forest members of the National Wildlife Federation, and as well as the public library. So I think that's what I'll be working on.
That's exciting.
Sorry,
all right, perfect. We'll keep going around the horn here then. Maggie?
I have nothing to report, thanks.
All right, thanks. Carrie, thanks for joining us from Boston. Good evening.
Who, me?
Anything to report on, Carrie?
Do you mean Susan?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, sorry. I feel like we can't be heard very well.
Is there somebody in the community room, or are they doing dishes?
Yeah, there's three of us in the community room.
Oh, I see. I'm not in Boston. I'm right here at home.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay. I confused with
Susan's in Boston. Okay. we're going to talk about veg out later, and I do have a block winner for the Healthy Lawns. But I will send Sarah that information and we can figure out what to do as far as a photo goes for maybe in the spring when we launch Healthy Lawns again, we can put them in there as recruiting the most last year. But other than that, I guess I can just wait for the agenda item, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Carrie. Beth?
Yeah, I don't have anything to report other than the agenda items that we'll be discussing.
Great, thank you. Jeff?
I'll maybe defer to Sarah if you want to. There's been some updates on the Soul Smart, but I think most of that would be relaying information Sarah's gotten. So I could defer to her on that.
Let's, why don't we push that to other business.
Okay.
So Jeff, we'll hit that in the agenda.
Okay.
Shannon, any report out?
Yeah, just real quick. I know you all probably discussed that we were able to share the greenhouse gas inventory at the board meeting before our last meeting in December, which was really awesome. And I appreciate everyone's support on that. Since then, I've gotten a little bit of outreach from some community members, especially in Oak Park, someone who's actually done their own inventory. So again, just going to spend some time meeting with people to go through our inventory and welcome some challenges and comments and feedback. So I'll be meeting with, and I'm just not remembering the gentleman's name right now, next Friday, if anyone's interested and wants to join. He did use the same community protocol to do Oak Parks independently. So just hoping to use it as a learning and challenge session. But then, you know, from there, we'll be looking for more opportunities to head towards 2021 for, you know, improvement opportunities, but also to, you know, tackle 2021 as quickly as we can early this year, which we may be able to do depending on how fast we can get data. So that's all.
All right, thanks, Shannon. Susan from Boston.
Greetings from
Thanks for joining.
Boston. It's like 7 degrees here. I don't know how you guys are faring. That's why I'm, and my father keeps house at 55. But so just a couple quick things. The Planet Green meeting in December really just talks about the goals for the year. So they were pretty similar to last year. And then the only other thing was I, you know, met with Beth, I think a couple times to work out the copy for the weekly and the monthly newsletters for solar. I think she's going to talk about that later on. And yeah, that's it. Oh, and also I want to say welcome, Ellie, and I'll send you a link so you can check out like our online stuff that we have about the National Wildlife Federation. Community wildlife, whatever thing. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Sarah, anything on
You know, the only thing, a couple things. So I think hopefully everybody got their Soul Smart postcard either yesterday or will be getting it this week. I'm sorry, not Soul Smart, Solar, getting my programs mixed up here. So those are landing in residents' mailboxes as planned. Right now, there is a limited availability into current energized projects. So the wait list isn't necessarily limited to River Forest residents. But I've been told by the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus that another community solar project is anticipated to be energized early this year. And then an additional project is expected to become active later this summer. So anyone who signs up for the waiting list, that's what this is for. Waiting on some projects to begin accepting new subscribers.
Hey, would it be helpful for me to just send out like a quick email with some bullet points for when neighbors kind of ask questions? Because I've already had that. I've already had like three people contact me. And I figured I can share. And they're all asking the same questions.
What are they asking, Eric?
They're asking, like, literally, the first question they all ask is, like, should I do this? So I give them the spiel of course you should. It's the most sustainable thing besides putting solar on your own roof, and it's cheaper. It's win-win. I get questions about the wait list. For people who click through, they get confused. Actually, Beth, you had some good feedback on that when we talked earlier. There's questions about that, and actually what Sarah just said would make some perfect bullet points, you know, of kind of why there's a wait list and that we expect that it, you know, we'll start to work through the wait list pretty quickly. Hey, Beth, you had some good points about the postcard.
Yeah, do we want to just talk about that during the communications portion of the agenda?
Okay, perfect. So Susan, that's pretty much kind of the extent of it is like, should I do it? What is it? And what's the wait list deal? It's only a day in though, so we'll see what else we get. It'd be great if you guys all shared also kind of if you're getting questions from neighbors. Hey, we have Charlotte in the room too. So Charlotte, do you have any kind of report outs, anything you want to share? It is now, yes.
Okay, I do actually. Actually, just today, I met with the superintendent of OPRF, so I have some news on that. He wanted to meet with the people who went to the climate summit in November and talk to us about he is planning to write a climate policy for OPRF, which is really exciting, to be proposed to the school board. And he asked us for our help in writing it. So that's really exciting. It should include, you know, solar panels, improving the composting in the school, like better like climate curriculum that's like not just in science classes, but like made sure to be like taught like for everyone. And hopefully it'll include like a lot of students from the environmental club and et cetera. And also a way to like for us to keep the school board accountable and also for us to pass on the torch so that it will continue after we graduate. So that's really exciting. And I just found that out a few hours ago, so I'm in a really great mood.
That is awesome, Charlotte. That is huge.
Charlotte, if we can do anything to back you up, let us know.
All right, thank you, I will.
Yeah, and you know, one other thing I would say is to make sure, like the sustainability effort in Oak Park is very strong. And you know, and we're all doing a lot of the same things, but you know, they should include River Forest in that. And by having you on that committee, I think that'll be helpful. Or for you giving that feedback, that'll be very cool. All right, keep us posted on that.
I will.
All right, any other, did I miss anybody on commissioner reports?
I actually do have one more.
All right, fire away.
So through the green power generated from the village's aggregation program, the village has been designated a green power community by the Environmental Protection Agency. So we will can work on getting some communications out about that as well.
Another logo to throw on the website. We're all going to get letter jackets and we're just going to put patches on it every time. We could all just walk up and down, you know, Lake Street. It's super cool. Good. Okay, Beth, the floor is yours to start the communications.
Okay, I think Sarah listed three items under communications. One was the sort of the content calendar, which I'm going to show in a minute. Second is website. And then the veg out was listed under communications, but actually I think that perhaps should just be sort of, you know, its own agenda item of which communications is a part. But one other thing that Susan and I wanted to cover under communications was the idea of amplifying the village's social media posts, and Susan will talk about her great idea for how to do that. But about the content, you know, Sarah, just thank you again for everything you're doing to manage the communications. I want everyone to know that she is doing a phenomenal job. And, you know, I'm trying to respond to what she says she needs, but when I can't, she's just stepping into the breach and making it happen. But what I want everyone to, I don't know, those of you who are in the community room, do you all have a computer in front of you or can look at one? I'm not sure how this works.
Yeah, we're good. Okay. We're gonna.
All right, so this is the content calendar that Lisa originally created. I kind of, she had separate things for all the different media, but I sort of collapsed it all because it's the same content, right? For every month that we have to plan for the longer write-up for the monthly e-newsletter, which is, Sarah, it's 250 to 300 words, right? Is that the word guideline? And then for the e-newsletter, they're 100 word counts. So when you are asked to write something, which you will be, please keep those in mind. So much of what's in here is what Lisa had before, but for January, for example, we basically, you know, ended up changing it around. I mean, Sarah managed to cram 4 sustainability items into the monthly e-newsletter. The lice recycling and Christmas tree composting were part of the official Sustainability Commission section. And then thank you for also getting in electronics recycling, so people had that if they got gifts, and installation of the electric vehicle charging station. Shannon had written like this really nice piece for the greenhouse gas emission inventory, which also congratulations on the Wednesday Journal article. That is going to go out in this week's e-newsletter with a little 100 page intro or 100 word intro that I wrote that will then link to Shannon's article that will be housed on the website. Susan's written this great piece about the community solar where we'll have like a kind of 100 word teaser next week, but the monthly feature in February, she's also written a longer piece for that. And then I had kind of an open slot for the fourth week of January. I wasn't sure if we would maybe repeat something, but Sarah, how about we make that designation as an EPA Green Power Community? So what I wanted to do is there's a lot of fluidity to this, and, you know, so I appreciate that everyone has sort of entrusted me and Sarah to kind of run with it, and, you know, we'll continue to make adjustments, but kind of big picture, I would like input, on what some of the upcoming monthly pieces should be, because for January and February, we, and Charlotte did December, right? We were thinking far enough ahead that whoever was writing it had like a couple of months to do it. Maybe after the discussion of other items today, I'm not quite sure if we would want to feature veg out or if we would want to, we're probably going to have to do repeat things about community solar. I just wanted to throw it out there and see if anybody had something off the top of their head for like March and April that they thought would be good for the longer monthly feature.
I wondered if in April we could do something under the topic of gardening, but like kind of emphasizing how soil can sequester carbon and just sort of like general soil health and how that can be a really important piece of. So it would be sort of like generally on gardening, but with a, you know, sort of a deeper dive into how this can be part of the solution, in addition to our tree canopy and everything else. I'd be happy to write that.
Well, it's a very logical time of year to do something thematically around that.
I think April would be good for that. And it also hits on Earth Month, so that's good.
Right. How about, I don't know, what do you think about March, something relating to, I mean, this isn't so much exactly, you know, what the commission is doing, but the school things that Ellie and Charlotte just mentioned, right? Like Ellie said, you know, the work with Mr. Cadlick's class on the National Wildlife Federation designation, which, Susan, I think that's something that you have been working towards, right? And then the OPRF thing is different. So we could do, I don't know, one or the other of those, or have a piece that's kind of about, I don't know, partnering or schools. I'm not sure. Any thoughts?
I think we could fold that into the gardening one, because it's really getting at the choices that people make in their yards. So, you know, I think we can make that broad enough to cover that as well. And, you know, sort of give an update of where we are on the, it's actually called the community.
What's it called?
Community Wildlife. Ellie, do you remember the last word? Community Wildlife.
Federation.
Federation. Well, no, that's a national, but community.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, maybe
I'll get back to you. But it's basically, it's out of the National Wildlife Federation, but the program is community, a designated community wildlife.
Okay, well, maybe you and Ellie could work on that together, so you can incorporate something about the schools.
And hopefully by that, David Hoyt's been doing a lot of work with Roosevelt, and now he wants to extend that out to the public library. So hopefully by that point, there'd be some progress on River Forest Public Library being included.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
For Susan, do you know if this is through the schools, or is it through the Sustainability Committee?
It started with David Hoyt. I don't know if you were, he's a community member, and he's the one that brought it to us. And I thought, great, because our Parkways for Pollinators was kind of winding down. So it was a nice, you know, segue into that. And then last year he had two, and now he has one child at Roosevelt. And so he kind of made a real effort at Roosevelt. And then Lincoln, independently of David, has a very strong effort as well. And so he's just kind of, you know, sort of trying to expand out the institutions. So no, it started with sustainability. And yeah.
Okay, well, just you'll have to fit it in 250 to 300 words, and the due date is March 15th.
Okay.
What about ideas for the March e-newsletter? So what do some of the rest of you think? Maggie, Jeff, Shannon?
I did want to do something for Healthy Lawn, Healthy Gardens, mm-hmm. To the wider community. I don't know what month that would be better in, not maybe March, maybe May. And really, we can do, you know, the spring seminar was so great. It was so wonderful. And I don't know if the library still has that, just they did record it, you know, just as a rebroadcast. But so I think something written in one of the newsletters about how to care for lawns, you know, sustainably would be a good thing to have in one of these newsletters.
Well, apparently last year the sort of very short blurb was in March, and maybe publicizing the spring seminar.
It was just publicizing the seminar.
Uh-huh. I don't necessarily think it's a bad time to do it, because people who are doing contracts with lawn care providers, or, you know, like March is not too early, especially if you're doing like natural lawn care, they want to come through and aerate your soil and put the whatever, I can't remember what those things are called, they want to put, yeah, like compost tea and all that stuff. It, like, by May, people will have already set up their lawn care routines for the year.
Well, then that's fine. It can be in March, but I'd like to have a smaller, maybe like little thing, maybe in May somewhere.
Sure. Sure.
No.
Sure. Would you be willing to then to write something, you know, a little bit more, this is what you would be thinking about and why for March? That would be due February 15th, so about a month from today. Yeah, and then so I'll put healthy
250 words.
250 to 300. And I forgot to mention that Sarah needs an image. So
okay.
I think in the past, okay, let me just put this down. Oh, Carrie.
Okay. The other thing that I really, you know, as I've been walking around, Trailside Museums has a big push on leaving the leaves. And I really think we need to do something like that later in the fall or something, because I think it's really important. You know, we all just get rid of our leaves. And I know that you want to get rid of, you know, we like our clean lawns, but, you know, just even talk to them about what it looks like and how that really works in a garden, you know, pushing the leaves in a garden. So I just think leaves are, could be a really good thing to leave.
Yeah.
So maybe so, September or October.
Right. So there's a placeholder for leave the leaves in October. And I think that for a lot of these things, the thing is to think about, is it an announcement or is it like a piece where we're trying to explain the rationale more behind things? So, you know, it could go, this leave the leaves could go up here into a, you know, a monthly thing.
I think it needs to be explained. Who does, is that under my healthy lawn, healthy family thing? I don't even know.
Leave the leaves.
So, I mean, but I think it, somehow needs to be explained. I need explaining. I need to explain it to Tom so we can leave our leaves.
Yeah. Hey, do we have a contact at Trailside? I mean, it'd be good to honestly sync up. You do, Susan?
Yeah.
I teach classes with him. So yeah, absolutely. The director.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would be a wealth of information. And I mean, I could just talk to him.
And I think if they're pushing something, like, we might as well help amplify it and vice versa. If, mm-hmm. you know, for the few things we have that are similar messaging.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carrie, I'm going to go ahead and put you down for October. You'd have like 6 months to write that. Let's see, Jeff, Maggie, are there, and you know, Eric too, are there things that you might like to write about in one of these months? Because I think the longer everybody has lead time, the less pressure, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I
think I just need more time to think about it, honestly, Beth.
That's fine. I mean, if we have March and April.
What might be relevant during those months?
Just as a suggestion, you know, a you know, sustainable transportation thing wouldn't be bad. You know, Maggie, a little bit in kind of in your realm too.
Yeah.
You know, something just about, you know, electric vehicles or charging or, you know, whatever it might be. It could be a way for us to highlight the charger, which, by the way, I'm plugged into right now, and it's giving me 30 amps and 238 volts as we speak.
Cool.
You know, but just trying to push that a little bit and give people information on where they can find out where they can charge in River Forest and Oak Park. And I don't know, that might be a main subject. And then, and you know, Jeff, depending on how much progress we make, I think regardless of kind of where we get with SolSmart, it'd be good to just have a rooftop solar month if possible. And in the summer is probably non-winter is best for that. That inspires somebody to call a company to get a proposal on rooftop solar. That's best done, obviously, in the winter.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. And hopefully, I think one piece of it could be, I think it'd be kind of cool to have like a story of somebody's recent experience having it installed and showing that it's like relatively easy and functional. But it would be also a bonus if we could do it to coincide with like the a new SolSmart designation. And
what's the deadline? Advice. What's the deadline on the SolSmart? When do they make those decisions?
I think it's sort of rolling on SolSmart's end. It just depends when we get them the data, which I think we'll probably find out a little more when from Sarah. I think probably we could get to silver fairly soon. I'm assuming it like 2-3 months time frame, but if we go to gold, I'm not sure.
Maybe Beth put us for that, like maybe in August or something. I know it's the Lord, maybe July. I mean, like even if we don't yet have the increased designation, we can still article essentially.
I have 2 points. One is for Carrie. Carrie, there's a at healthyyards.org, if you follow them on either Facebook or Instagram, almost every day they have articles about leaving the leaves, and they have really good graphics about why to do it and kind of talking about like the old ways and the new ways and everything. So I would recommend that. And Beth, for the April one, maybe we can put it all under community wildlife habitat. And then just as part of that, we can discuss, we'll do gardening as part of that, but it will be, yeah. Because that's the designation we're working for. And actually, maybe it will even motivate us to have it done by then to, actually be a community wildlife habitat. So that'd be a good little push.
Okay. I mean, if we're looking for content also, I don't have kids at the high school anymore. I didn't know they had an environmental club. I mean, highlighting these kids at the high school, August or September, and what their plans are for their year, what they do. I mean.
That's a great call, like right before, let's pick the month where school's starting. So, like August. And maybe that'll inspire some other people to join the environmental.
Yeah, I would say right now the OPRF Environmental Club is actually a little concerned because almost all of us are seniors. So we're actually a little worried about what it's going to be like August and September next year. But maybe you could talk about past efforts that they've made and sort of as a way to if any parents want to convince their kids to join.
So maybe May, June, or July, we could somehow get information from you guys because you're going to be off to college or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know there was one. I think that's terrific. Just to say that you were part of it and you went to the climate summit would be a huge incentive, right?
Yeah. Well, Charlotte did have a write-up in December about going to Glasgow. I'm not saying we shouldn't do something about, OPRF here. But I'm trying to think, where should I put, I feel like we have, I could put that in as a placeholder for May. I don't want to take up too much time on the agenda. I mean, this communications is going to be a standing agenda item. So, I could just for placeholder purposes, I'm going to put that in, Maggie, we won't hold you to this, but just just so we can remember to talk about it at the next meeting.
Well, that's perfect.
And Charlotte, I just had a suggestion, given what you just said about everybody graduating, which is there's a very robust environmental Green for Good club at Roosevelt. So maybe you could go and talk to them and get them, interested about when
that's
they go
a
to
great idea. That's a great idea.
Oh, really? Oh, wait, that's really so exciting. When I was there in eighth grade, me and my best friend and one other kid were the only members of Green for Good. I'm so glad that it's
Corey Cadillac Corey Cadillac and some of the parents have really built it up and they've kind of rallied around this, community wildlife habitat. So I think it's pretty strong right now. So Corey Cadillac would be a good contact too for that.
So Charlotte, Ellie, can I put you sort of together on that? Maybe you can put your heads together before the next meeting and see, because Ellie has such strong ties with Mr. Cadillac.
Sure. Okay. I'm not personally in the environmental club just because of my swim schedule. But I could be a connection for Mr. Cadillac. I was a member before quarantine started, so freshman year.
Right. So anyway, these things, they can take shape outside of this meeting. We can move them around, but that's pretty darn good. And we haven't even talked about, veg out. So when we get to that part of it, that might bump some of these things if we want to publicize it sooner. But thank you. So I think this gives everybody the idea that just the reminder, right? 250 to 300 words, an image if Sarah doesn't already have one. Hard deadline of copy to Sarah and me by the 15th of the month before, because Sarah needs time to edit and get it to the, publisher person. So thank you. And then Sarah and I will continue to sort of work on some of the, the smaller announcement things, and we'll just kind of run with those as we see fit.
One more idea for space.
Sorry?
I said I have one more idea if there's space.
Sure.
I was thinking, there's not a lot of small businesses in River Forest, but maybe if we find one that's like doing some like sustainable practices, we could like highlight them.
I'm sorry, who?
Like a small business in River Forest, if there's one that's
oh,
like,
right.
Like,
yeah.
Good idea, kind of feed two birds with one seed.
Okay, so I'm like literally just putting it in here just so we don't forget. It doesn't have to be August. Yeah, and you know, when Jeff and Eric, when you get to doing the rooftop solar thing, I actually have some good friends who recently put rooftop solar on, and I was thinking that it would be kind of cool to do like a, you know, a feature of actual people doing things. Somewhere in here, we're probably going to want to do community solar again. I mean, we're going to be doing it throughout, but we may find that we want to make that the top story again before the fall. So, which brings...
One idea for the small business, and I think we should consider a lot of businesses, not just settle on one, but one, if you just want to throw it in there, is the Little Bits Workshop, which is, you know, basically all about creating art by repurposing everything.
Okay, so in the interest of keeping an eye on the time, although I think this has been incredibly helpful and hopefully useful to you guys too, is just one note about the community solar. I think that the sort of philosophical issues in my head around how we communicate this, and Susan and I discussed this, is basically our goal obviously is to get people to sign up. So one question that I raised with Eric that maybe we can discuss at a later meeting is, what's a realistic goal of how many people we want to get to sign up for the waiting list or the enrolling? Because I think that it can help drive the communications, or it could just be an internal goal. But I feel like with a lot of our things, if we just say, hey, this stuff is out there, you know, it's too easy to not do it, right? Even if you mean to do it. Like, I clicked on the thing. I don't have my account number. I don't have my utility number. I have to wait till my next bill and remember to save it. So I think we just want to have our communications focused around how to get people to act. And there's obviously more than one way to do that. But one is, if there is a community-wide, village-wide goal that we state and show progress towards, and, you know, come up with some sort of thing of saying, hey, by May of this year, we want to get this many people signed up, and by fall, we want this many. And so that's something to think about for discussion next time. And I think that Eric was going to maybe seek some benchmark information about other communities, so we have a realistic idea. I think, Susan, you said it would probably be pretty modest, like even that in Oak Park so far, they've only gotten like 275. To sign up out of their eligible household. So we need to be realistic but concrete. The other
just for reference for Oak Park, that's 1%. 1% of households in after a year.
Yeah, and obviously I'm sure it'll increase over time, but that's a very helpful frame of reference about what's realistic. The other is, and I'll let Susan sort of speak to her philosophy because I think it's very well articulated, but you know, we need to get people excited about it, but me being kind of like a stickler for details, I guess for me, I want to be careful in this first round of communication to make it clear that you're signing up for a wait list so that people don't feel and explain, as Eric said, why do we have a wait list right now? So people don't feel kind of, I don't know how to explain this. Like, I showed it to you know, some of my family members who are not conversant with this. And I think it's good for all of us to show it. And it's, I err on the side of like, don't make it sound like too good to be true, or like it seems like a scam or something like that, right? So I'm very much kind of like, no, let's tell people it's a wait list, and let's tell people that it's, you know, just kind of being really clear about that. And I think, Susan, I'm going to let you share your philosophy because I think yours is also perfectly valid. They're just different ways of approaching it.
So my perspective was, I guess we were looking at the write-up for the weekly and the monthly, which, you know, basically just sends them to the website, which explains things really clearly. So I guess my top concern was getting as many people to the website as possible, which has a lot of information, as opposed to making it sound really complicated and, you know, losing some people from even making that step of, okay, I've decided I'm going to learn more about that. So just kind of having the least number of impediments on this, you know, little blip, just like, just basically go to the website and see if that would be my perspective.
Yeah. So, and you know, I generally agree with that. And this is Susan's wonderful, exactly like, I don't know, it's almost exactly 100 words. Thank you, Susan. And I, Sarah, you'll have this well in time for next week. I think I'm just leaning towards some small tweaks around, like, instead of, you know, to enroll, just, I don't know if I want to say to sign up for the wait list, but to sign up something. I feel like I want to explain that. And then I would probably just not so much say the Sustainability Commission can connect you, but just, you know, you can just connect your household. But the other question that came up when I showed it to my college age daughter, who's actually pretty savvy about this stuff, but a really basic question for you to put into your FAQs, Eric, is basically, what is community solar? And I think in the revision I did of Shannon's write-up, I came up with like one sentence that was, it seems really basic to us, but to somebody who doesn't know, just saying it is a large site, large scale installation of solar, you know, where you can get solar power without having to put it on your roof. And it seems really basic, but I think if all of us, you know, once this comes out next week, if you show it to people who don't know anything about it and see what they say and what questions they ask and bring them back to the next meeting, then we'll be able to build additional communications and FAQs. So.
Hey, my only feedback, first of all, thank you for doing this, Susan. This is concise. It's good. My only feedback on it is I want to be careful not to bash rooftops, which is another huge effort of ours. So I don't want, you said this a little bit, I think it kind of walks the line a little bit, is like, why would you want to deal with rooftop? Like, do community solar, when really rooftop is super flipping easy. It's turnkey, you know, all the companies do everything for you. They do, you know, they even do the permitting and all that stuff. And so I just want to be careful, you know, not to make this about the messaging that, you know, we had kind of talked about broadly in past meetings, is that hierarchy of, you know, of sustainability as far as energy goes, right? There's do it yourself. And if you can't do it yourself, the next best thing was community solar.
But maybe instead of avoid, we could say an alternative.
Exactly. I think just write a little wordsmithing like that is all it needs.
I think one, sorry to interrupt. I think one way that you could sort of like combining the sort of the hesitation with advertising it and being realistic that you're on a wait list.
Right. Like,
emphasizing that it's an actual project nearby. You know, like, this is an actual real project. It's benefiting landowners that have agricultural land nearby. It's being built this year, like, to support you. So it's like, it's sort of a more direct, it's not like a hassle you're on a wait list. It's more like you're effectuating this being built nearby.
I think that's really good feedback, Jeff. And that was actually like one of those basic questions that my daughter asked. She's like, where is it coming from? Right. And in fact, the postcard mailer, which is created by, you know, professionals who are doing this all the time. Like, when I showed them the postcard, then it was like, oh, okay, I get it. Because it says like Illinois and all of that. Right. So, Susan, I'm still mulling this, but I'll probably just try to.
I would also take off on the convenience. I would, after installing, I take off or maintaining, because I don't think, if we're saying it's an alternative, I don't think you need to say that, and we'll get rid of some words.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll be doing a little bit of wordsmithing and stuff like that, but you know, we're going to have to keep communicating about this. People are going to have to hear about it a lot, so there will be lots of opportunities to refine our messaging. But thank you very much for doing this.
I think you can farm something out of the monthly one, because I think I did go into greater detail about what it was. It just, in the interest of, you know, keeping this word short. So you could probably pick up a line from the monthly.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, like I said, I can drop a few words up here, and maybe this sentence here could probably be replaced with something else, because it's kind of like a summary. So, all right. So that's that. And I think that it might be logical for you, Susan, to talk about the social media amplifying next, because the website and the consulting thing is a bit of a, I don't know, it's a bit of a bear. So, but your idea, I think, is very tangible and something we can do right away. So do you want to share that?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I follow the Village page and there's all this great stuff coming out about the sustainability and other things. But, you know, usually if you look at the, you know, the likes and everything, it's it the count is under 10. And so there are lots of other river forest Facebook pages which get a lot more activity. And so my suggestion was that we try to amplify what's coming out in the Village. So just to be clear, we're not generating new content. We're taking what, you know, was officially going through the Village and just picking it up and sharing it. And I thought if each of us could take the responsibility for one of these pages, then that would just be a way to amplify it. And also, I think it would be nice if it didn't all hit on the same day, because people are often members of three or four groups, and it's a little bit boring to read the same thing over and over. But if we're doing it at different times, sort of sequentially, then somebody who missed it one day on one might get it on another one. So I just wondered if anybody was active on any of these and if you would be willing to pick it up and just sort of take the responsibility of monitoring what's coming out of the Village on sustainability, and then just, you know, over the course of the week, just boosting it on that river.
How do you do that?
So when you're below the Village, it will say share and you just click on that.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Village website. Got it. Yeah. Or Facebook page.
Right. But you want to say copy link, because if you just say share, then it's going to go onto your own personal one. So you say copy link and then you go into whatever group you want to do and you just paste it. And you can do, if you want, I mean, you could certainly do like a little introduction if you want to say something that would make each of them a little bit different, which would also be interesting. But, you know, and I think this would be, you know, it would be a best effort because of, you know, of course, some of us, you know, weeks go by and, you don't come up for air, but just to the best of our ability and maybe just, you know, boost the message that's coming out of the Village, which I'm just not sure. We're working so hard to generate this great content, but who's listening, you know?
I'm happy to help support on that, Susan.
That'd be great.
And amplifying in those groups, absolutely.
That'd be great. Who was that Maggie?
That was Maggie, sorry.
Maggie, what group do you want to take?
I can take the 60305 group.
I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah.
I'll take Progressive Families.
Okay.
That's the one I go on most often.
I see you.
Why are you nothing?
You mean like the Oak Park Garden Club one? Or
is it Oak Park River Forest?
I don't know.
Because I wonder if we should really be like so intensively boosting on Oak Parks just because they've got their own deal. But if it's Oak Park River Forest, I think that's fine.
Well, there's the Keystone Triangle one.
Yeah.
I'm like so rarely on Facebook. I will try.
Okay. Like I said, I think this should just be, you know, best effort. How about the student commissioners? Can you guys boost it on any of the student sites? Student pages?
Really use social media, but I can share with my friends.
Okay. Ellie?
I think, Charlotte, do you know if there's a social media page specifically for the environmental club?
I have an Instagram. I can send it to Sophie, the vice president, and get her to post about it.
Yeah. And you know, I don't really use social media that much either, but I just go in and like do what I have to do. You know, so if I know this is coming out, then I go in, take it, copy it, you know, it's 5 minutes. So it doesn't mean you have to be on there. You don't have to monitor comments or respond or anything. You're just putting it on. What happens after that, it's its own life.
So I'm on this and I don't see, would I cut and paste it? Is that what you're saying?
No, let me go on in. So are you on the Village's site?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just come on and show you.
Well,
sorry, I'm total. I mean, this.
No, that's okay. I'm
embarrassing.
No, I think this is good because we have to know how to do it if we're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my devices are very slow.
Well, I was going to say that while she's looking that up, one that I literally don't use social media, and I really probably need to, but so I'm not going to take on responsibility for any one of these. But I would say, Susan, either like if you can screen share it where everybody can learn, otherwise maybe it's something you can show Carrie offline.
No, I see. I I really isolate things, so I only go onto Facebook on my iPad, but I think I can explain it. So I'm on the Village of River Forest, and lo and behold, 4 hours ago, hopefully Sarah posted something on Community Solar. So do you see where it says share?
Yeah.
So click on share.
Yes.
You see where it says copy link? Bottom one.
More options.
Oh yeah, you know, that's the other thing. Facebook looks different for everybody.
Yeah, I don't have a copy link. Share to a group, but I can do that.
Yes.
And then I can go to...
Put in Keystone Triangle and it's yours to that group. And it would probably let you do a little intro too. So I'll do mine now on the progressive one.
I'm gonna say any questions, call Sarah.
Are you looking, you're talking about the Village of River Forest Facebook page here right now that I just put up on the screen share?
Yeah,
right.
So that.
So we're just amplifying it on all of the other River Forest pages.
Right. So you just click here where it says share?
No, you don't click share. You, because that will go to your personal page.
No. It is under share. So click on share. Thank you, Sarah. And then, so it must be, on this one, it must be under more options. And then share to a group. And then,
yeah.
Yep.
And then
Okay. Click on that. Is it not letting you?
Oh, I was.
Yep. And then you just type in here what group you want to share it to.
Okay. So I don't know. I'm like not in various of these groups. So I'm going to let you guys who are savvy, but basically Susan has graciously agreed to kind of coordinate this. And so if you have questions, you know.
Is there anybody else that is, so the other groups are, there's River Forest Neighbors. There's River Forest Friends. There's a couple of, like parent ones. Why are you smiling, Eric?
Our audio. Can you guys hear us?
Yeah.
That's okay. Our,
for are you not people, able to hear us?
So we can't hear you. So just carry on. You guys are having a great conversation.
Wait, you can't hear us at all? Let's see. They can listen to.
There's River Forest Parents and. There's several others, but I think the ones we're targeting.
You guys don't mind finishing the agenda for us? That
you still can't hear us? No.
Huh. Well, all right. So, you know, Susan, since we've got this constraint about where, you know, we can't like write to more than one commissioner in between meetings, I guess Sarah can't hear this part, but if you need to kind of get something out to everybody, I think the way to do it is to go through Sarah and have her distribute it.
Yeah. So what I would ask is just, you know, if there's a site that you, and you, like I said, it's not something you have to monitor, but if you could just take the responsibility for one site, just go in like, and I mean, I guess the other thing I could do is, I don't know. Well, can Sarah still not hear us? Sarah,
they can't hear us. Yeah.
Because I guess the other thing is, Jeff, do you know on the weekly ones, does it all come out? Does it always come out on the same day? Is it always a Tuesday?
The weekly e-newsletter? It might be. They probably try to.
Not the newsletter. Like today she posted something about.
Yeah. I don't know that it's always Tuesday. I think she probably does it when she can. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess basically the responsibility would be once a week, go onto the village site, see if there's anything relative to sustainability and boost it. And it doesn't have to be that day, just, you know, sort of in the neighborhood. So we can think about this and revisit at the next.
Yeah.
Maybe at the next meeting I can, I'll have a list of all the groups and we'll say which ones are covered and which ones people will be willing to do.
I think that's a great idea because that's been a large frustration on, you know, I think that's wonderful to do that.
Yeah, I think it's totally great too. Cause like I said, I do feel like, you know, I personally and all of you are putting a lot of effort into creating content and I want to make sure as many people as possible are one, reading it and two, acting on it. Otherwise we're just talking to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a brilliant idea and I appreciate Susan being willing to coordinate it.
Can the room hear us now?
Yes, can you hear us?
I just wanted to sum up, which is I'm gonna come up with a list, or at least a list that I know about, but there might be other ones that I don't know about. Like somebody said 60305.
Yeah, that's me, Susan, Maggie. You can send a list to me if you want, and I can help fill it in too.
Okay. And we'll have come up with all the groups, and just in terms of the commitment, it's very minimal. Just sometime over the course of the week, look at the village Facebook page, see if they have posted anything relative to sustainability, and within the course of the week, just amplify it. And extra points if you do it on Instagram too.
Yeah, and I don't know, Sarah, if you'll end up having to go back to the recording for purposes of the minutes, but I think Susan just summarized it, and we did talk about how if she has to get information out to people about this, it should go through you.
I'll send this for the next agenda, and then we'll see where the holes are, Sarah.
Yep, sounds great.
We'll have it operational by next month. But in the meantime, okay. If you have a group, go ahead and do it, especially if you're solar. It just went out.
So it's almost 8:00. Eric, do you feel comfortable if we take like 10 minutes or so to talk about consultant idea? And I want to make sure there's plenty of time and energy to talk about Veg Out.
Yeah, but I think okay. Let's keep rolling back.
Okay. All right. So at the last meeting, the discussion was kind of started about two things. One is how to improve the website, and all the other was sort of from a resource point of view, how do we effectively make the case that we want to use or need to use some of the funds coming in from the aggregation contract. So the idea that Susan and I have is that we as a commission should work towards articulating what we think we need from a communications point of view to really have the communications turn into action. And she showed the website for Oak Park last time. And I guess this is just a conversation starter, right? And for people to think about, and we could talk about it again next time. But I feel like if we're going to, our first priority has to be to make the web page that we have on the village site usable, because it's just very confusing right now, and Sarah and I haven't had any time to clean it up. So we'll definitely do that. But if we want to go another step more in the direction of what Oak Park did, we will need outside help. Or else we would need Sarah, somebody within the village who could do it. It's beyond, I think, volunteer capacity to do it. And it would need to be something where possibly you linked outside, you start from the village website, but then you say, if you want more about thus and such, then, you go to this other place so that there's more flexibility for how it's laid out. I'm not necessarily sure if that's the route we want to go, but if that's the route that we want to go, I think we would need outside help. I also think we might potentially need outside help on just, I don't know, more of an overall communications strategy, possibly with keeping up with all of the writing. Sarah has been doing a lot on her own, and to the extent that she can, that's great. But I'm kind of concerned about, again, after it was Lisa did a lot, and I feel like it's a lot, and I just don't know if keeping up with, not only the monthly write-ups, but all the other stuff is something that long-term volunteers only can do. So if, to the extent that it's beyond staff capacity, I think it's worth having a conversation around what would we ideally want? What would it cost? How would we get those resources? So I don't have any definitive, plans about any of this, but sort of throw it open for discussion and people's thoughts, including Sarah's.
What is generally the skill set of like the, the volunteer programs, the AmeriCorps type things? Is it just kind of you get what you get? I don't know how those programs work. You request certain skill sets, you just get volunteers.
I think so. You can you guys hear us okay?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So I think that the we request a certain scope of like what we are asking the volunteer to do, and the member. And so I think that they might try to match them, those people with the skill set that we need. However, I don't know like how deep that skill set goes in terms of people that they have ready.
Mm-hmm. Like you could ask for somebody with a marketing kind of interest or, What's the timing on that if we want to try to apply? I know we've kind of missed the deadline a few times.
Yeah, so the issue right now is it sounds like they've just had some reorganization in terms of, I can't think of who it is, but Serve Illinois was reorganized. And so they report to like different people now, and there's a new director, and I think they just kind of rejected the applications that were already submitted. They were not committing to the contracts. So right now, I have spoken to someone from the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus about this, and she knows that we're interested and to give us updates when they have them. But the application period is just kind of in a place of flux right now as they work out all of those other components.
Okay. Well, whether it's through that GR Corps or some other source, I think what we need to think about as a commission is what, if any, kind of professional marketing, help is needed beyond what staff can provide and what we as volunteers can do. So it's a question.
Sarah, do you know how much the AmeriCorps or whatever it is, volunteer gets paid on an annual basis?
I don't, not off the top of my head.
Because, another thought, and Beth and I talked about this a little bit, would be to go to the marketing consultant that did Oak Parks, which is specifically a sustainability marketing firm, and come to them with a budget and say, we want to do something similar to what Oak Park, but we don't have anywhere near that budget. And, what is possible for $10,000? And then, just kind of work within that and, come up with our highest priority, given whatever we feel we can allocate.
Yeah, although I would say that I still think it's important to maybe go to it. One is just find out what they charged Oak Park so we have an idea. And the second is, if we go to somebody and say, well, this is the budget, I think we also have to go to them with what our objectives are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Eric, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say the most important thing is requirements, right? Like what, I'm wondering if it'd be helpful if we brought that company in and just had a meeting with them, find out what their capabilities are. Because another way to back into it is to say, look, here's where we want to get to. Here's what it's going to cost, and then maybe it's going to take a couple phases, which is kind of similar to what Susan's saying. So, phase one gets us to X, and maybe it takes 3 years for us to kind of get that build out, right. And it's $1,000 a year for 3 years. So,
And I really like that idea because I think you build up a relationship and it gives you time to tweak and. So I don't know if you'd be available, Beth, but we could try to meet with them before the next monthly meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound possible?
Yeah, that would be really interesting because if they are sort of specializing in environmental communications website, it sounds like they're not a website design company, right?
They're very specific. And the other thing is, I think
they are or are not specific to websites.
I think website is part of what they do.
But part of what they do, but not,
to sustainability.
Yeah.
And I think another thing that we could say is that, our programs and objectives are very much aligned with Oak Park. So it's not like, I don't think the gestation period has to be very long. It's like, it's really more like what Eric's saying is we want to do a bunch of things, but we can't do them all at once. So we want to do this first, then we want to do this, then we want to do that. but you know, we kind of use it as a model and tweak it to, you know, meet our you know, our own villages.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the other things that's really important, Sarah, for you to have a chance to think about this from your perspective and to, you know, share with the commission what you think is, you know, we obviously want to sort of only build upon like what we're able to do through the village, not sort of, you know, replace it or anything like that. It's a kind of add-on, if you will, but, you know, feel free to think about it and tell us what you think. But I do you kind of understand what I'm saying, just about the general point of it's a massive task what we're trying to do, right? And wanting to, I think about bringing in help on one of two fronts. One is the possibility of just more like a strategic communications plan kind of thing, but the other is just the sheer execution type side of it, right? But the execution really requires just a lot of finesse and understanding of the particulars of the situation, which Sarah has been doing an amazing job of. So as long as you feel like you can keep up, Sarah, I guess it's really more from a volunteer perspective. I kind of feel like, well, when I can't do this anymore, you know, is there going to be another volunteer who's willing to step up and do it? Because I don't really know how long I can do it, because it's a lot.
Yep, I agree on all that. Is there, Sarah, question for you. Is there additional capabilities that we could buy or implement in the current web structure?
That I don't know. So the company that built the village's website also built the community calendar. If you guys are familiar with that, so that they can certainly do, you know, other websites and whatever. But in terms of like restructuring things on the village's webpage, it's certainly a conversation we can have with them.
So, if you guys could hear that, okay, with our makeshift setup here. Backing up even one more, like, shouldn't we see if the current website, like we know what we have now and we know that it's not adequate, but that's not to say that there is not additional functionality the current vendor couldn't provide to achieve our objectives.
Yeah.
That would seem like that's a fair, you know, query to make as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then we're still working in the confines of the village website. It's kind of the best of all worlds. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but worth asking.
And then, so I would just need to know what are we asking them?
Which goes back to the whole thing about we need to define our objectives, right? And the way I feel, Sarah, is that right now I feel like hamster on a wheel, right? Like I'm trying to just get you accurate, compelling content each week. And I haven't had time to do what I know needs to be done, what I would like to do, which is to think about what are we trying to do on the website? What are we trying to do kind of overall? It's just a lot. I wish I could just be doing it, you know, like all the time on a paid basis, because then it would probably be fun. But on a volunteer basis, it's kind of stressful.
So Oak Park has their own sustainability website. It has the logo of Oak Park on it and everything. And I have improved it completely, but it's not buried within the confines of, you know, the larger government. It's their own website.
Right. They also have staff, right? They have dedicated staff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they have a sustainability coordinator. Yeah, they've got a lot, you know, but, you know, so that is something that they do. But I think this is a common theme that, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot for volunteers. It's a lot for us to do.
Yeah, so like this is full circle. Okay, like in the perfect world, we'd have like a GR core employee who would help us build a, you know, this is exactly full circle to what Beth is saying. Mm-hmm. Help us build like a communication plan, including the web part of it. We would then go to market with, you know, our requirements on the web piece, find out how much that's going to cost, try to get funding, try to get it built.
I am concerned that whatever we build needs to be sustainable, for lack of a better word, by us.
Mm-hmm.
And have to, so we can't, like, we can't do Oak Parks, because if we do Oak Parks, mm-hmm. it's going to become shitty after 6 months because we're going to have no way of updating it.
Right.
So we need like a River Forest, you know, bite-sized version that works for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's part of what we would go to the consultant and say, that, you know, we don't have the staff, so we need something that, you know, takes care of itself more. You know, we need a simplified version. But, you know, for me, what I think we need on the existing webpage is we're always doing these little incremental changes. But then, you know, every time you make a change, you have to sort of go back and read through the whole thing and say, does it still make sense for these changes? And, you know I have a lot of suggestions, Sarah, but I also hold back a lot. So, you know, just to have somebody come in and just, you know, at one time have the whole thing make sense. And I think that would be easier to maintain than, you know, just how we've been doing it so piecemeal.
Yeah, although I will just say a cautionary word about that, which is when I started on the commission, and then I think we should move to the veg out, is that there were five menu items, and I was kind of involved with, you know, Lisa and Katie and Julie on that. It was the five areas: energy, waste, you know, water, and now I forgot, you know, ecosystems. There were five areas, and then it just grew like moss without somebody who was taking care of it. That menu has gotten completely out of control. So just because you build it, it will not maintain itself without, you know, somebody, you know, updating the content and maintaining control over the structure. It's just the nature of the beast. So
that is a very good segue into that job.
Yes. But let's do that.
Because it is, and the larger conversation, there are so many programs, and maybe we have to pare down, as that would be, you know, Eric's decision, but maybe things have grown too much. I mean, the veg out thing, it was, you know, really started, I think, as a community awareness program, something fun, something where us as a group might be able to reach the community at large. It's based into all the restaurants, of which River Forest doesn't have very many of. So most of them are in Oak Park, you know, all the restaurants are in Oak Park. So, you know, is this something that I don't know, I go back and forth, and now Ellie and Charles were really helpful getting it started, and then that's where it stopped. And I did my best to contact as many restaurants as possible, but honestly, it is just not something that I'm good at. It is just not my forte to go talk to people like that. I talk to a lot of them, but it was really hard. I didn't have the follow-up because it's just me. And I just can't do it. So what do we want to do with it? I think it could be a great program. It could be a really jumping off point for the committee. You know, there's lots of ways that it can go. But again, you know, how many people are on this committee? Seven, you know, and we each do our own thing. It's a lot. So I don't know what the future is, but we can't spread ourselves even thinner, right? So
Carrie, this is the only thing you're not good at, apparently. But so I have like a, this is a really naive question because I should know the answer to this, but what is Takeout 25?
So Takeout 25 was something that right when the pandemic hit, a man in Oak Park wanted, you pledge that you're going to spend $25 a week on taking out food from local restaurants. But they were also able to build that. It's kind of a self-sustaining thing. They've got their own Facebook page, you know, and I don't know if anybody really regulates it. You know, they post pictures of where they have food and people ask, where should I go get this and things like that. But it was really that Facebook page that made that, I think, kind of go viral. It's, you know, people can post their own stuff.
And the idea was that like
I think he like did the math somehow and determined that like if you spend $25, if everyone does that like per week, then like they could save like all the small businesses in Oak Park despite like the pandemic.
So, you know, so there's the old adage, like, you know, if you can't do it yourself, like partner with somebody who can. So one of my questions is like, is there like, does this already exist? Is somebody already doing a good job with something similar that we could, you know,
have? I reached out to him. And at the time, I think he was really busy doing something. But I don't even know how that would work. Like this focus is to eat more vegetables. That's you know, this very simplified version of this. Eat more vegetables. And, you know, I think Charles and Ellie and I talked about, well, is it recipes? Can we post recipes, vegetarian recipes on the Village newsletter or website? Well, that is really a lot, you know, to figure out how to do that, right? That's a lot. You know, there's great Instagram people, Meatless Mondays, you know, there's lots of vegetarian movements out there that, but this is more, it was more of a local thing. But really when I, you know, restaurants was a natural thing, but really there's 5 restaurants in River Forest, you know, or some, you know, there's not that many. The downtown Oak Park, the community, of Oak Park and River Forest, they're all very enthusiastic. They sent newsletters out to all of the people who belong to those groups. And, you know, I think there could be a lot of enthusiasm. And I just didn't have the wherewithal, the time to really put into it, you know, after the initial thrust. I just didn't keep up with it, frankly.
Can this be something that just lives periodically? I'm just trying to figure out a way to like, cause I kind of agree, like we need to be, like we say this all the time, we need to be realistic about what we can do well and what we can't. And if this is something we can't do well, like what is a version of it that would be easy for us to maintain? Could it be something as easy as like a regular feature in one of our communication pieces? That just reminds people generally about the health and environmental advantages of eating vegetables. Like, I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
I was wondering if, you know, given the student involvement and getting off the ground, if the environmental committee at the high school might be willing to take it on and grow it.
But what does that look like? Like what? Grow it in which way? Get more restaurants involved, you
get
know
more restaurant involved, amplify it, circulate it among students, or you know students put some pressure on their parents if they're going out to eat, say, you know, can we go to one of the veg out, you know, just basically again just amplify it.
I mean, again, you know, I'm happy if whatever it is we can all agree on. I mean, I can write something for one of those times in the newsletter and list all the, you know, they're on the website. The logos are on the website. There's a little URL code that you can click and see who's there. But it really was more of a awareness to eat more vegetables. But I did, I mean, Eric, honestly, I was really pushing and hoping and trying to get like, can't we just have a Facebook page? And there was absolutely no traction on the Village end of things, you know.
Carrie, can I interrupt? They can't hear us.
Oh.
You're going on and on. I was like, oh. That's why Sarah's looking so worried.
Well, we can always table this too for next time. I mean, this.
I just want to say one thing, because I feel a lot of burnout from like different commissioners, and I do a lot of volunteer work. And my basic thing is when I start feeling burnout, I just pull back. You know what I mean? Instead of feeling like, oh, I have to do this, I have to. I'm like, I'm a volunteer. You know, I kind of go where my passion takes me, and you know, so.
Well, that's exactly what I did, you know, yeah.
I think if we could spin it off to somebody, then, you know, I don't know, the student, what do you think, Ellie? Do you think there's any chance that students would sort of pick this up and make it their own, frankly, but just because, you know, it's got a really nice base. I mean, the graphics that you worked out are, you know, just gorgeous. So I think it'd be a shame to just drop it. But oh, they're back.
Oh.
I know that there's a veggie club at the school. It's very small. Really? But I bet that they could pair with the Enviro Club.
Yeah, like maybe this could be a collaboration and you could go to it and say what's been done. And but, you know, and again, I think when you pass it off to somebody, they have to make it their own. You know, like, I don't think we should come up with this. Just say we've done this. We sort of took it as far as we could. It's got a little bit more of an Oak Park bend to it than River Four. So we don't want to put a lot of resources into it. But it's, there's a good base there for somebody to do something with. And then, you know, just take it and run with it.
I'm completely happy to do all of those things. I mean, I'm sure they would have other ideas how to market that. If it were outside of a government agency, they might be able to just have a Facebook page.
They might be able to, yeah. Like a lot more things might be possible. And you know, and I think your biggest point is that this is not focused on River Forest. And, you know, we, you know, especially going back to, you know, Shannon's metrics and everything else, if we want to advance things, we have to be very focused on what's going to get the biggest results, because we are a small community. We do have a small budget. So, you know, as, you know, as Gary Coonan, we've got to be smarter, you know, and is being real focused.
No, I completely agree. Mm-hmm.
So this sounds like a great direction. I'll just throw out a couple other thoughts is if we're thinking about other groups, I'm not really sure what It's Our Future focuses on, but if they do any programming, that might be another group to look at.
Charlotte knows a lot about that.
Right. I did want to be sure to mention that Lisa had texted me just like she had a brainstorm over the weekend. She said, well, Veg Out, maybe it doesn't have to involve restaurants, right? Maybe it's not takeout. Maybe it's just, like you said, carries that broader message of, you know, eating vegetarian once a week. I mean, I like the direction that this is going because it feels more realistic, but I just want to compliment you, Carrie and Charles and Ellie, on it, because I do think it is a great idea. The slogan or the name you came up with, Veg Out Wednesday, you know, it's a great one. And the concept of pairing with restaurants is a great one too. But it makes sense to me where the direction of this conversation is going, because unfortunately we don't really have, as part of the greenhouse gas emission inventory, we didn't track like, well, on average, how much does our village residents contribute to emissions based on their average expected consumption of meat, and therefore what would the offset be? So it's not really part of the inventory. Right. And even the Oak Park spinoff website is actually almost exclusively focused on energy, you know, and that is a tug and pull that I have felt throughout. Like, I've been sort of sad because I like the other programs. Like, you know, Ellie and I had the same issue with, you know, the tree trails, is that other than having Mr. Cadlec have his students participate, without putting a lot of energy into it, getting broader participation, you know, is harder. But I think all these fun little programs that we have here is also something that has made the River Forest Sustainability Commission and our work very accessible. And if it's all only about energy, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm a little sad to give the other stuff up, but I think it makes sense.
Yeah, and I think we can find a good mix, right? So, like, energy is not as tangible as all those other programs, so they are important. Did you still have feedback? We were muted, and we didn't even know it there for
yeah, I was going to say earlier, just about the idea of, like, passing it on to the Enviro Club. I like the idea, but I think the Environmental Club has been having the same type of burnout. Also, like I said, the majority of us are seniors, so I'm a little worried for the future of the club, to be honest. But I do think, I mean, I haven't heard of the Veggie Club. I like that idea, Ellie, or maybe It's a Future. But I think if we like ask like specific students rather than asking a group, we'd be more likely to see success with it.
I like that.
Okay. Oh, really?
So I think that seems like our direction for, you know, based on the feedback from Carrie and everybody else, is like, let's see if some existing, you know, clubs at the high school can, you know, can carry this forward. But it sounds like for now it's not something that we really have the capacity for. So let's explore that and see what happens.
Could I just say one last item, which is, I think a good way for us to cap this off would be to highlight the restaurants that did participate, you know, just like boost them a little bit, give them some credit. So, you know, so that they feel.
Well, it's still there, you know, I mean, it's still there.
I mean, in a more like, you know, like social media or an article or something to say, you know, just sort of like a kudos, and Oak Park kind of does this, just say, you know, we're grateful to these restaurants for participating.
Yeah. Beth, where's a hole in the newsletter?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if you want to write like a little paragraph blurb, we can get it slotted into, you know, an e-newsletter, a weekly e-newsletter slot, mm-hmm. probably like, I don't know, I lost the calendar. I'll have to look it up again, but.
How many words is that in the week?
100, it's 100 words, so it's short.
Okay.
And then the image could be the, you know, like maybe one of the logos of the graphic or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard what Sarah said, but you don't have to count the restaurants as the words either. So.
Oh, okay.
Because that would take it almost all of that up.
So for the sake of time here, I'm gonna move us.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just ask Ellie or Charlotte to do one other thing? Do you know who's in charge of It's the Future, the Veggie Club? Do you off the top of your head know what teacher is in charge of that?
I don't, but I can find out. It should say on the OPF website.
Okay, I'll find out. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Carrie, for bringing that up. Okay, that was a really good discussion. Other business to discuss? SoulSmart. Yeah, so just quick SoulSmart update from Jeff and Sarah.
Do you want to,
yeah.
Sarah, do you want me?
So we are in a good position to obtain the silver designation. The points are already secured. There's just a zoning letter that needs to be completed and then submitted for SoulSmart's consideration. So some aspects of the gold designation include the codification of solar panels. As allowed by right in all zoning districts, and then some sort of reasonable cap on solar permit fees, building permits specifically. So these will be undertaken as part of a broader evaluation of the village's zoning code and the permit fee structure after having some internal discussions. That's kind of the better avenue for those two items.
If I can participate in any way, then I would love to, because and Jeff actually has real world experience on permits and permit fees and all that. So we actually have some good internal expertise on this. We can help advise whoever's doing that. So that's awesome news. So we essentially have enough points for silver. We need to do the zoning letter. Like what would be a timeline-ish on that?
I'm hoping to start to put that together tomorrow, and then we can kind of move forward from there. So hopefully we'll have, it's mostly just gonna be dependent on the building officials' time to just kind of review and sign off on it. So I'd like to have something back to SoulSmart probably by the end of next week.
And then Sarah, how long do you think it would take them to issue their ruling?
Right.
You know, I think since I'm not really sure, I would hope that they can turn it around pretty quickly. They've been very responsive to emails that I've sent them. So hopefully it's something that they can do by the end of the month, is my hope. I can't really.
Yeah, no, I'm just plotting, you know, potentially where it shows up in the communications to be ready for it, right? Like when we get the designation, it could be a weekly thing in February or March, it sounds like.
Okay, cool. That was great looking at the permit costs in that email, because I feel like they're ridiculous, but we can deal with that next phase. Jeff, anything to add?
No, maybe just reiterate your comment too, that Sarah, when it comes time, happy to help. You know, I think this is perfect approach, and I think it's the rest of the points to get to gold probably won't be that difficult, but if we can help, you know, with the zoning piece and then the permit cost, the permit cost probably being the bigger, like probably more important even than getting a gold designation, would be just making sure we have some reasonable cap or guidelines.
I appreciate the offer.
Right, awesome. Thank you for that update. Any other new business?
I have an idea, and I don't mean like, I know that we're at time, so I don't mean this as a long discussion, it's just an idea. So it has to do with electric vehicles. So what the question I have is if we have a count on how many EVs are in River Forest right now. Do you know, Sarah, is that something Village keeps track of, like through our parking stickers?
I can check if that's something that, I mean, I think it would be just like a make and model type of
right.
work yeah. that we get from like
and, the Village stickers. And I guess going further from then, and I want to think about this way out because I know that things move through the process slowly, is that on the permit sticker, on the sticker that we get, if there could be a question that says, is this an electric vehicle? Is this a hybrid?
So and we might be able to get that, right? So there's most electric vehicles, not all of them have EV plates. They're required to in Illinois now under the new permit structure. So like, I'm wondering if we can, first of all, every, you know, I don't know if it's in a database or what, but like it's all going to start with EL. Every single electric vehicle's license plate starts with EL. So like that's one way we could look it up. The second way is we can get it from the county. You know, everybody in 60305 that has a electric plate.
I just thought since we just installed a station, it would be good to have a metric. Does it affect how many people have it by, and if we could get that over time, you know, like it'd be interesting just to have a snapshot, but it would also be, if it's not a lot of trouble, to say, you know, how many registered in 2020, how many in 21, and then we can track it. So that's, yeah.
So we might not be able to, we might not have to ask the questions since it's already being asked at the county and
right.
level. So that's a great call.
So that's the first part. And the second part of it was, and this is sort of similar to the Soul Smart, is there a possibility that the Village would give, would have a lower permit, stickers, Village sticker price for an electric vehicle, just as an added incentive to do it. And, you know, I don't know how we push this through the channels, but if, you know, just sort of think about how would something like that work? Because, you know, I know this stuff takes a long time, and, you know, if we wait until, you know, April, we're going to get things like there's not enough time. So just to sort of chug through like how that would work, and then get into the, would it work? But, you know, sort of just first, how would you go about doing that? You know, cause one thing I heard recently is that people with electric vehicles in some states can go into the lanes that are for multiple people cars. So, you know, just by giving some added incentive, it can be enough, you know, so nobody likes to pay fees.
No, and Illinois actually jacked up they had discounts for electric vehicle plates, and then they jacked it up because.
Are they more now?
They are more now because, and this is interesting, gas tax is what pays to build and repair highways.
Yeah.
And electric vehicles, they use the highways, but they don't buy gas.
Exactly.
So like somebody finally realized that, and they actually had like, it's, electric vehicles are still getting a discount because it would have been thousands of dollars to cover that. You know, so obviously no one was going to go for that. So they met somewhere in the middle. Anyway, follow up with
it. That makes sense.
Okay. Anything else?
Just if Beth and Susan, if you are planning to meet with the Oak Park vendor and reaching out to them, I'd just like to be a part of that conversation just to have
it. Perfect.
Thanks, Sarah.
Oh, and if Shannon's still on the line, is Shannon still with us?
She's not. She had to sign off.
All right, I'll reach out to her.
Okay, really good discussion today. So, so on the meeting schedule, Sarah, we tried to make some changes. So, you know, we did the doodle poll to see if like we wanted to make changes, and basically the outcome of that was that not everybody could make, and, you know, the ones if we changed it. So we're going to stick with what we got right now. We can reevaluate this, you know, in a few months again and see if anything changes. But for now, we're going to stay put.
So when is the next meeting?
Next one is February 8th.
Okay. So I just realized that Susan and Sarah, we might need to put off that vendor consultant meeting till after the February meeting because I've got a big thing for work and I may or may not be able to even make it to the February 8th meeting. We'll have to see.
Okay, so I'll use the time to try to get as much information, you know, get the vendor, yeah. You know, the price, you know, everything that I can do. And then maybe we can just set up the date so that it's all set, but we can talk about that, Beth, and Sarah, we'll make sure that it's a time that you can do.
Okay, thanks everybody. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
This meeting's thanks, everybody.
Thank you everybody so much for your evening. We appreciate you. Happy New Year again, and we'll see everybody soon.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.